We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:38, this is KDK Radio. I'm Larry Richard, John Shumway on vacation, and on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza Cranberry. Doc, good morning. How's your summer going?
Real well, thank you. How's your summer going?
Well, good. And I'm trying not to think that it's going too fast, but it is flying already. Here we are almost mid-July, and it has been hot. And I know that people who take good care of their lawn appreciate it looking nice, and it's looked nice. Now it's starting to get the heat this time of the year. And if you have a dog that's burning the grass by it's relieving itself. Pam in Slippery Rock wants to know, now it's my dog. I can't remember what you said to take care of that. Please help.
That makes me laugh. Now it's my dog. I was talking to the producer of KDK one time, and I said, I feel like I'm talking about the same things over and over. And she said, yeah, but people listen when their dog's having the problem. And she was right.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, so marking the spot, you know, there's pee posts. I mean, that's what they call them. They're very inexpensive. They have a pheromone on them. They attract dogs to the area and make them want to mark. They even have, called a poo post or a poo stone that you put out. It's unbelievable. Males and females, it works. It really is effective. They're very cheap, and you can direct them to a certain area of your lawn. That's one way. Do not put things into the water to try to change the urine's pH. And there are some other pet rocks that are out there that people have asked me about. I've had mixed reviews on it, so I don't say a lot about it. It's supposed to purify the water and make it less likely to burn. And that may or may not work. I've had mixed reviews. But the pee post works beautifully. And it's they're burned by the alkalinity or the pH of the water. It gets too basic and it burns the grass. Gets too acidic, it burns the grass. So the best thing to do is try to track them to pee post.
So you need two rocks, one for each.
I guess that's what you need.
All right. Preston in Ingomar wants to know, Dr. Mike, what's the best way to train a dog not to jump onto people? He's very friendly, but very big. My friends do not want to come over anymore, and I don't know what to do to stop it.
You know, when they're young, I don't know how old the dog is, but when they're young, one of the best ways, just turn your back and say off and no, and then get them to sit and then reward that positive behavior. You know, we call that positive reinforcement. And then you try to teach them to be calm. You just ignore them. But if it gets out of hand, then maybe you have to keep a leash on them, a short leash, and then they have devices out there for this. They're special leashes where you can just stand on it. You put your foot in it and kind of loops it so you don't, you know, I wouldn't suggest doing this with a real big dog. I don't want somebody to get hurt, but it's something with training that can do a really good job to stop them from jumping. And then the final thing, or maybe even the first thing, enroll your dog in obedience class. Go get some professional help. They will train you what to do, and it always works. It's very, very effective. So use one of these obedience trainers. They're very good at what they do.
Yeah, I know a lot of people get frustrated with that, but if you talk to an expert who does the training and you watch how they do it and what they do, you can learn a lot. And so the dog doesn't train you. You're training the dog.
That's exactly right. And it works. And it works very, very well. Almost every single patient in my practice that uses a trainer, even my daughter went and used trainers. She grew up in my house, but she still had a lot of trouble when her dogs were young. And it just worked. It just worked so effectively. And I see the dogs when they come back. I see the happiness with the people. I see the dogs content. I love it.
You know, my mother-in-law, when she visits, and you'll know where I'm going here in a second. So she'll be around the kitchen table, and all of a sudden, guess who's glued to her lap? The dog. Which my wife called her out on it, said, are you sneaking treats to the dog? I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I know. They taught us not to lie.
All right. Todd in Dormont wants to know, Dr. Mike, my dog got into a fight with a raccoon. He got the best of the scrap, but he did end up with a few punctures that I am keeping clean. He is vaccinated for rabies. Do I have to worry about anything else?
Yeah, Todd, I would get him reboosted for the rabies. We don't know if that animal had rabies or not. So just go out and be on the safe side, see your veterinarian, they'll booster that rabies again. Even if you just had it a month ago, it's just a safe thing to do. They'll put us through four or five shots if we get or have an interaction with a possible rabid animal. Also, cleaning the wounds may not be enough. The puncture wounds, you may need an antibiotic for those too. So I'd suggest seeing the veterinarian. It's just good advice. Just reminds me of a story out in Colorado. A baby raccoon acting normally exposed 21 people to rabies. So, be aware. Wildlife's lovely to look at, but we shouldn't be holding them.
Got a bonus question for you, Doc. Somebody just called and said, what's better, flea collars or edible pills?
Edible pills, if you want to ask my advice, it's so much easier to give them. They're effective. They're safe. We have safe products out there now. And the flea collars, I've hated. I've been around since the late 80s, and they're just poison-laced collars. And no matter what they say, there's poison in that collar, and it's supposed to ooze out onto the body screen, onto the coat of the animal. And time and time again, I think a lot of it accumulates around the neck. And so I just don't recommend the collars. I don't like them. And there are other veterinarians that disagree with me.
Can I ask a, citizen question, and that is, how does that work to keep fleas off of your dog with an edible? What is the mechanism chemically that works, and how's that happen?
Well, that one is a systemic treatment, meaning it goes into the blood supply and then goes out to blood goes everywhere. So it goes out to the skin. So when the flea or tick bites them, it puts a substance that's non-toxic to the dog or to the, we don't have them for the cats, but it's non-toxic to the dog. Now, I'm talking about the once-monthly edibles. I will not give that recommendation to the once-every-three-month edibles. But they're, they eliminate it from the dogs, and they've been shown how to eliminate. We've been using them for almost 4 years now, and they've been very, very safe. You always have individuals that may vomit, so we have to find something else. But that's how they work. They put it out into the blood supply, and then as they bite them, they die. The insects die. It causes a disruption of their nervous system and kills them, and it's very, very effective. Nothing's 100%, but they're in the high 90s in my experience. So our clients are very, very happy with them.
Go to drmikehutchinson.com. Check out Dr. Mike's podcasts and, of course, animalgeneral.net. We have a link at kdkradio.com and on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Doctor, always a pleasure. Give my best to your wife, Beth, and your new partner in Animal General.
Yes, my son Nico has joined the practice, and I can't tell you how excited that makes me. You know my passion for this profession, and to have one of your children join you, that's just what a blessing.
That is tremendous, Doc. All right, have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.